Not now, podcast. Are you ready? Ready? Not now. Podcast. Welcome to Not Now Podcast. I'm your co-host, Kyle.
And I'm your co-host, Bran.
And today, we're going to be doing something vague.
Vaguely associative and vaguely dependable.
Yeah, let's just drop the topics entirely.
Yeah, you know, do away with them, cast aside. And if you're cast away, you really wouldn't need these topics anyways.
Yeah. I mean, they'd be virtually pointless. I mean, when you're cast away, why on earth would you need survival stories?
Yeah, and you know, if you're cast away, you definitely wouldn't have awkward encounters.
Yeah. Oh, is that where you were going with that one?
Both.
That would be pretty funny, though, to lead it up with something that makes you think it's going to one topic and it clearly switches to another.
Yeah, like, I mean, I love cheese. Everything about cheese. And my favorite kind of cheese is bologna.
Yeah. Bologna is a topic today.
Bologna. B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Yeah. Or like when you're at a store and you're looking for that specific item and you can't find it, so you ask somebody for help.
Yep.
That's just like a survival story.
I don't know about that.
Instead of awkward encounters.
Oh, I get it. Okay. I was like, you survived asking for help?
Yeah. I'm a very proud person.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about one of the two. Betwixt them is a coin that sits in my hand.
Dividing them.
And do you want to get right into talking about
that? Yeah, fuck it. Let's go, man.
So on one side, we have what looks like a lady in a gown. And she appears to be almost like throwing something, like sidearming it.
Oh.
And I think that could be survival stories because she's surviving either by like...
A gown lady?
Well, she's holding like a satchel. I assume she's like planting something. You know how you like cast seeds into the ground?
That's how,
like,
they gown? Used to...
Well, it's like a dress. I don't know. That's what people wore in the older times.
Is she throwing something elegantly?
Kind of. Her hair is blowing in the wind. Either way,
okay. She's feeding birds?
I don't know. It's a survive, okay? She's going to survive. I will survive for as long as I know how to throw. I know I'll stay alive.
I'm going to feed that fucking bird, even if it doesn't like my seed.
I was gonna continue, but I decided not to.
And the other side of this coin has something interesting indeed.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's good.
Awkward encounters.
So this one is an awkward encounter because it says half franc. So,
oh, it's half franc.
Yeah,
the other half is a toddy.
Well, it's weird that you would just put half, like 1-2, like, and not, you know, like 50 cents of a franc, or like, I don't know, for whatever reason, that's weird to me. Like, yeah. In America, we don't do that.
Yeah, it's like a hay penny.
Yeah, wheat penny.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. I don't know. So it's a little bit of an awkward encounter, because when a one is over a two, you don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
Unless you're a franc.
And what really is a half franc? Fruh?
Yeah, I mean, I guess... Frank that's halved would be Frankenstein,
or like,
so like half of a Frankenstein is a franc
cobbled with some bobs or some some Tonys, some Todds.
Tony Danza
is a Frankenstein. Franken Hollywood. Oh man,
yeah. Tony Danza cuts in line. Is that line?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have an elegant lady surviving.
Surviving by feeding pigeons.
And an awkward encounter of half a franc.
You know, I feel like I heard somewhere that pigeons are actually good eating.
Good to eating what?
Good to eat.
Oh, really?
Possibly. I want to say I read it in...
Like a quail? It's good to eat?
Well,
like,
I think I read it in Upton Sinclair's Guide to Life. Or Who's book on life.
Is that a rapper?
He's the guy who wrote The Jungle. a book about...
Welcome to the jungle.
Close. About the meatpacking industry. He went on. He was like the first undercover reporter.
When was this?
Turn of the century.
Wait. In,
the industrial
1900s?
Era? 1900s? It was like... I think it was like mid-1800s.
And he was eating pigeons?
Well, no, I don't... He didn't mention that in his book, but like...
Oh, what you just said?
No, it must have been late 1800s.
Late.
But, no, I guess a lot of people, like, were fans of his books, and they asked him for life advice, so he's like, I'm gonna write a whole fucking book called Life Advice, and you people can stop bothering me.
And eat some pigeons.
Yeah, eat some fucking pigeons. He was really upset with those people and just gave them bad advice.
Oh, okay.
Well, not really, but that would be a pretty sweet idea, though, right?
To eat pigeons?
Oh, no, you gotta come up with Not Now Podcast Life Advice.
That's book. Like the advice column.
Yeah. Oh, the advice column.
Yep.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and it's still going on, you should check out Facebook.
Yeah.
Because it's a very exclusive thing, but very funny.
Yeah, it takes, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but it costs a lot of money to get onto Facebook.
Yeah.
You really have to be well-connected. Yeah. And have the, what's the equity?
Yeah,
you
know, deep pockets.
Yeah.
Like, they actually want you to give a depth of your pocket.
You gotta
like
get a tape measure. Well, I do. Maybe you can use a ruler, but mine's way past that.
I use a couple thimbles. I have very shallow pockets.
But we were able to get on.
Yep.
And get in. And get stuck on.
Yep. So, like glue.
Yeah. And here we are gluing it up. So we're going to flip this coin. It's either the lady who is the survivor or the half of Frank, which is awkward. Yeah. So get ready.
And the flip and the wrist.
Oh.
Awkward encounters.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah. I was waiting for any sort of explanation, and then I was like, that is the explanation.
Yeah. So how are we going to go about doing the awkward encounters?
Well, do you want to start off with counters that are awkward?
No, I feel like everybody knows that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think we played through that too much?
I feel like two warm-ups is enough.
We talked about it, too, outside, so...
About awkward counters?
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if we actually... I don't know where we actually stopped covering things on the warm-up and where we landed.
All right, well, we can do that quick. We can run through that quick.
Yeah, all right.
Awkward counters. There's a happy... It's called the counter zone in your body. And what it has to do with usually is the height of your waist and the length of your arms. And there's a happy medium. It's actually called the...
The county locks.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the golden zone or the Goldilocks zone is what you were referring to, right? Yeah.
So yeah. The golden count.
Yeah, the golden count, which determines the angle of your elbows at which they're positioned at resting. I wanted to say temperature height. Really bad, but it's not temperature.
Resting temperature. Cool. My elbows are at a cool 79,000 degrees Celsius.
And it really has to do with, you know, you don't want the counter to be too low, but not too high.
Yeah.
At some point, you start to feel like a child, and at another point, you start to feel like a giant. So,
yep.
It's really hard to make.
When the counter's around your knees, you're kind of questioning as to whether or not it's a bench.
Exactly. Do I sit on this? Do I put my foot up on it? What do I do?
Yeah. I'm not actually sure that I've come across counters that are knee height.
Yeah, me either.
I feel like some are pretty close. Like, you have some that are like really low counters.
Yeah, like if you're ever at Home Depot and they have all the counters stacked up, like just the tops of the counters.
Oh, yeah.
And they're only stacked to about knee high. You're like, this is too low for a counter.
Yeah, this can't be it.
There's got to have cabinets below this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too tall. Like if you go to a convenience store and like the clerk is standing up on like a platform behind it and they're way above you and you have to kind of reach up like you're like a child.
Yeah, is that just supposed to discourage thievery?
I think so. So they can't jump the counter, and like, you know.
Or like you have a good place to duck if somebody pulls a gun on you.
Yeah. Or that they can just look down on you and it makes them feel better about their job and overall outlook on life.
Yeah. Nothing makes you feel... That just must make you feel more awkward.
Yeah, I would feel awkward.
Yeah, especially if you hire some tall employees, then ceiling height comes into a factor.
Right?
Yeah.
I had a dream once where I was tall, and it was weird.
It's like really tall?
No, like just like a foot or two, which is quite a bit. So like 7 foot tall, and I was just walking around. And it was weird for me because I'm not 7 foot.
Yeah. I think even adding like a couple inches would like throw you off.
I'm not afraid. I'd add a couple inches. Stilettos.
Stilettos.
You know, get some height on there.
Yeah. Door frames become a problem then.
Well, at your height, sure.
We're the same height. We've been over this not. So many times.
We're not the same height. I am 4 foot 10.
And I'm 4 foot 10. I'm 10 foot 4. The same height. Oh, wait. That's dyslexia. All right.
Yeah. That would be an awkward encounter.
Being dis... What?
No. Being the same height.
Oh.
Jeez.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if you were like, I'm going to build the world's tallest skyscraper.
Yeah.
And you build it up in your city, and then you get on the top of it, you're like, it's finally done it. And you look across, and there's another skyscraper that's the same height. Yeah. Like, damn it.
Or maybe it's just like a perspective thing.
Yeah.
Damn, I gotta build it up.
I wonder if you could get around that by just like building a hut on top of the Himalayas or something. Like, is that the tallest structure? Because it is from water level.
The highest elevation.
Mount Everest.
Yeah.
It's like, build a lean-to.
And then you're like, oh, well, since you defined it that way, International Space Station kind of wins.
That's not grounded to anything, though.
It's the highest elevation.
Doesn't you a structure? Structure. Yeah, doesn't a structure have to be based? I guess it's not.
I mean, that's up for debate. It's a habitat.
What?
The International Space Station?
It's a habitat?
People live in that.
What grows in there?
All kinds of things.
What?
Yeah, they can... Oh, there was a fascinating study that plants don't actually need soil to live. Turns out you can just, like, put seeds in a chamber that is floating in free space and bombard them with nutrients, and they will grow 10 times faster than if they had fucking soil.
Oh, man, fuck soil.
Yeah.
What an awkward encounter running into soil when you're a plant that's grown out of it for your entire life, and you're just like, hey... I don't really need you.
Yeah, you're like, don't weigh me down, Soil Bruce. Soil/Bruce. Man.
Don't weigh me down, Bruce. What, did they say Bruce there?
I thought they said Bruce. Maybe they're saying Roots?
I thought they said Spruce.
Spruce? Man,
I don't know
isn't
why
it awkward means. When you don't know what a song lyrics are?
I don't know what most song lyrics
but
are.
But then, like, you're trying to sing along with somebody, and then you're like, Oh, yeah.
Turn into a mumble rapper.
Yeah. I'm plenty. I'm dino fight.
Plenty. Gums right tight.
Dentine ice. Shiny teeth. I think it just turns into parodies there.
Yeah.
But everybody gets that, I'm sure.
Yeah. When you're like, Richard Nixon, yeah. Marilyn Monroe, we didn't start the fire. Nobody knows, except for Dwight.
Yeah. He knows.
Yeah.
He knows a lot of things.
He does. About bears.
Yeah.
Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, man. Remind me about bears after this podcast.
Okay. Which ones?
Just tell me...
Bears
and Dwight, and I'll know what you're talking
Dwight
about.
Dwight Bears.
Dwight Bears. The great okay. Dwight Bear.
Yep.
Could you imagine meeting a great bear named Dwight?
Hey, that would be an awkward encounter, wouldn't it?
It would. Do you want to do a scene?
Yeah.
Like, jump right into scenes, or we have more awkward encounters to talk about? There was one I wanted to talk about
All right, let's talk about it.
Now we'll save it.
Now talk about it now, because we can do scenes and then we can jump back into another thing.
Okay.
If we get scenes, we might get caught.
Real awkward encounter is when you're at an intersection and and like you and this other person are trying to wave each other past, and then one of you starts to go, but you both do.
Oh,
it's like you're doing the hallway dance in a really like high stakes situation with things that could like potentially harm each other.
Like, why can't I just have their phone number so I can call them and explain verbally?
Yeah, it's like if both of you are holding like a tray of knives or have scissors glued to your body in a hallway and you're just like,
See, the problem is the solution with that is you just give them the
problem is the solution.
No, the problem is the solution to that is to just give them the middle finger and then they will wait for you because they're like, oh, this asshole is just going to go.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. I wonder if other cities have this problem or if it's a main thing.
Everybody has this problem.
Yeah, everybody's got it at some point.
Yep.
Because you're like, no, you go.
Even when you're riding a tiger through the woods and you see another guy riding a tiger and you're like, oh.
You're like, I thought I was the only one. And then where'd he get that loincloth?
I thought I was the Tarzan. Now I'm just Tarzapan.
No. Yeah, he makes my Tarzan look like a Tarkan.
Narcan.
Narcan. I'm saving lives. What are you doing? It's the Tarkan. It's the Narcan man.
How does he sound like that?
It's this tiger he's riding.
I thought that's what... I don't know.
That was more of a cougar than a tiger. I don't... Nope. Can't keep going on the sound effects. Man, I wish we got like stuck into sound effects so much during real life.
Yeah, well, I do.
Yeah, but somebody's just like...
Usually when I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, ploop.
That didn't sound right. Oh, man. Making terrible fart sounds while you're...
I gotta tell you a story you just reminded me. Sorry, you well, go first, and then I'll
tell when you. You're in a stall with somebody next to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I don't use public restrooms.
Oh, no, make them yourselves. Like, you're not actually, like, doing it. Just be like...
So I had to use a bathroom at Rite Aid today, and
they have a bathroom.
Yeah, I just had to pee though. So I peed in the urinal, and then I washed my hands, and I was like, I was like looking for the paper. Don't know why. Oh, I like knowing that I can rub my hands dry instead of waiting for this air to gust me to freedom. Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta wait until your hands are dry to go.
Yeah.
And it was like on the side, it said like extreme blower or something, which was hilarious to me anyways, but it was an extreme blower. Like this thing blew harder than any hand dryer I have ever felt in my life. And at some point I had put my hands together and I realized it made a fart sound because it was pushing so hard with air it was rippling my palms. And so instead of leaving when my hands are dry, I spent an extra 2 minutes in there just going... with my hands.
I know, that's so fun, isn't it, when those happen?
Yep,
I love those dryers.
Never experienced it before.
I'm gonna get one.
Put it in my bedroom.
Yeah. Pleasure dryer 3000.
Pleasure dryer.
Man, but I imagine if I had one, it would be bad. I'd have to get a whole bunch of lube or something, or like lube. what was I thinking of?
Dry out lube.
Yeah, my hands get so dry.
Oh, lotion?
Lotion. Why was I thinking of lube?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's talk about blowers.
Make fart sounds better, though.
With lotion? Or lube?
Well, my hands would get really lube dried out. Lube would
make better fart sounds.
I was thinking my hands would get dried out.
Oh, no, they just get warm.
Oh, no, because you're blowing hair on them. God, this fucking Red Bull. I'm sweating. This really? Is not good.
Take off your sweatshirt.
I can't. It's my headphones are connected to it.
No, just take it off. I'll continue.
No.
Okay. You want to do scenes?
Yeah. Let's do a scene.
Okay.
I am a monkey in a barrel.
How are you doing describing things? I don't know. You just, okay.
I thought we were describing scenes.
Oh, we could.
Okay. No.
No? Okay. Oh, man.
Oh.
Hey. Are you next in line or?
Nah.
No. So you don't mind if I just. I
ran into this person a little earlier. They said they were in line and they asked if I would hold their spot.
Oh.
So but, I'm just a place guy.
So you don't mind if I mean I could go like ahead. I have like three things. Just take a second.
I mean I think they're gonna be mad. I don't know when they're coming back. But I mean,
did they go to like they grab something? They use the ATM?
They said they were looking for something, and they just needed this one thing, and to get you know how it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll just wait. I get it. I'll just wait.
You know what? I feel bad now.
Don't listen. I'll just wait. Okay. It's fine.
You know what? Go ahead around me. Just can you squeeze past this cart?
I thought you were gonna like kind of pull it to the side.
Then the whole line has to back up.
Okay, well, that's just fine. I'll just wait.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you can make...
Don't worry about it.
Is that enough room for you?
Embarrassing how hard you had to work to move that. I'm fine. I'll just wait.
It's a whole cart.
I'll wait.
Okay.
So how about the weather, huh? It's pretty cold outside, huh?
This time of year.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Weather changing.
It's like, put socks all over my body just to keep myself warm.
Yeah, I know how that is. Yeah. Did you see on the? And it was.
Yeah, with the singing season.
Maybe.
Yeah. No.
It was. I think they were
the crocodiles.
They were
the one.
No, it was. The guy was talking about it.
On the news.
Yeah. So where is this guy? How did he get you to hold his? You know what? Never mind. I'm prying. I don't want to pry.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
He's a. I don't know. I know him.
Listen, I don't want your life story. I don't need to know about your partner. Okay, we're good. Just waiting here.
All right.
Man, gum prices. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just skyrocketing.
Oh, look at that. Martha Stewart's getting married again. Ninth time.
Ninth.
To the Pope.
I don't know if that's... Are you looking at the right? I didn't see that magazine around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the Pope? That's got to be the Pope, right? He's got the hat and everything.
I don't know if those are believable, those magazines. I heard that they're...
They're not?
Not that I'm aware of.
Like, like that battleship that only shoots cats? That guy who...
Oh, one second. I'm getting a call here.
Oh, no, wait.
No, I gotta take this.
Oh, okay, I understand.
That's okay. Hello? No, I didn't sign up for your service. Nope. No, I've never been to one of your vacation hotspots. Sorry, this is just take a second. No, speak to a representative. Speak to a representative. Speak to a representative. They put me on hold.
Okay. Any good hold music?
It's just like dial tone. I mean, yes. It's elevator music. It's pretty nice, yeah. My phone just died. Yeah. So, the guy that you're watching this spot for likes a lot of pineapple, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. He said, I don't know, he yelled something about Caribou and ran off to grab some 151 rum.
Where'd he get the caribou?
I don't know. There's a Caribou, Maine, but it's way out of the way.
I've been there. Have you been there?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's, or actually, no. No. I don't know why I said yeah.
It's pretty nice. Well, it's up north there. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, but it's like 10 hours away, isn't it? Like,
yeah, but there's no caribou.
But I mean, if he's going that far, I don't know.
If you're afraid of caribou, I wouldn't, you know.
Well, why would he have me hold his place?
I don't know.
It's a 10-hour drive.
I don't know, man. I'm just stuck in this line with you. Just waiting to get my...
On the world to change.
Three tubes of toothpaste. Oh, that was a good one. But seriously, I just... Just running an errand. I mean, you're sure I can't?
Well, I mean, he's next in line at this point, so it seems like...
Yeah, but I mean, you're holding everybody up, man. I've got like... Look at this. You see behind me? Look, I don't want to turn around.
It's just you.
I'm going to speak very... Yeah. I was hoping you wouldn't see past me.
Well, you're not very wide. I mean, is that a compliment?
What are you trying to say? Huh? Trying to say I have a problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm in front of you.
No, I'm a liar. That's what you're gonna say.
Oh.
Man. Anyways, how about the sports team?
We're
near.
I don't keep up with them.
No.
Nope. They're.
Man, we got nothing to talk about.
Yeah. You want to talk about lines? Man, yeah. This one time I was waiting in line a long time.
Yeah, you don't say, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, holding a spot for somebody. Really? Yeah. Yeah, I get stuck with this a lot. This one time, can't believe this guy. He pretended he was talking to somebody on the phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who would do that? That, what an asshole.
You would do that.
Yeah. What? Yeah. I didn't, I was talking
yeah.
to an automated somebody.
Yeah.
Listen, all right, you know, I don't have time for this. Okay. I'm leaving.
You know what? Yeah. Go find your own spot. There's an empty aisle right there.
Yeah, well, I was trying to get there quicker by just bypassing you. You're waiting for somebody you don't know. Is this your cart? This is your cart, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just a lonely son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well.
Sorry. Hey.
Yeah.
We should go get a drink sometime. I'm sure not in this situation.
How's tonight work for you?
That works great.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know Sully's down the road?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Sully's.
Yeah, let's meet up there.
Oh, sweet.
I'll be there at 6. That work for you?
No.
No?
7:30?
7:30 works for me.
All right,
cool. I'm glad that we can meet in a circumstance that isn't as awkward as this.
Yeah, my name is Carlo.
Carlo?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. I'm Steve.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you later, Carlo. I'm going to go to this other aisle, though.
See you, Steve.
All right. See ya. Yeah, sometimes if you just take the time to get to know someone,
yeah,
not so awkward.
Yeah, or there's that anger tension that sometimes creates friendships,
and that's what we're all looking for in our lines at grocery stores.
Yeah, that person who's blocking you and wants to hit it off. And Martha Stewart's getting married to the Pope now, so things are looking up for her.
Things are looking up. All right, you want to do another skit?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, you go. Start us off.
I go?
Yep.
I got nothing.
What do you mean you got nothing?
I mean, I got robbed.
What?
Look, they took everything I had. I'm sorry. I know I'm late for this interview.
Okay. Listen, I don't want to be a stickler. I feel really sorry for you and your situation, but we need some form of identification.
Look, Mr. Loan Officer.
Yes?
Look, I know...
Don't make me get Mike in here.
Dude, okay. I know Mike is lurking. He's probably waiting to take my head off, but... Look, I got nothing here. Can I reschedule? Is there a rescheduling time?
Yeah.
Is there...
You're going to have to reschedule with a clerk down the way. I'm sorry about that. Excuse me. Susan can help you out. She's right down there. She'll be able to find a spot in the calendar, I'm sure.
Okay? All right.
All right. Why don't you just go talk to Susan?
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, I was Yeah. Susan?
Yes.
Susan? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, Susan?
Yeah, okay. Yes. Hi, Susan. Hi. I was just talking to Frank He was saying that you could help me reschedule something because I forgot.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I got mugged.
You got mugged. Okay. Do you have a pen?
No. Do you have any loaner pens? I got nothing here.
See, this is a loan office, and to loan anything out, we really have to have some form of identity. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding with you. Man. What was your name again?
My name is Toad.
Sorry,
Toad.
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 Toad. I said, I'm sorry. It's
Toad.
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 Toad. Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Toad. So.
Or you can call me Totai.
Totai?
Or Tokal.
Tokal.
Or Toto.
Toto. I'll go with Toto. That's easier. We're not in Kansas anymore.
You fuck. I'm sorry. I'm having a bad day. I just got mugged.
Yes. So let's look at the schedule here. For Frank.
Doesn't have to be Frank. It can be anyone.
Any loan officer? You don't have a preference?
Nope. I'm not attached.
Well, who's been working on your account so far?
I think Frank mostly.
Is this maybe in business Joan? Or personal?
This is personal.
Personal. Personal. Is it in relation to a deceased family member?
No.
No. Is this
No? It's I don't like to talk about it very much.
But... Oh, that's fine. Don't worry about it. I have a whole section for don't like to talk about it.
Just
kidding. I need to know.
Your don't you worry account?
I need to know. No.
Oh.
So what is it?
Tell me. So
Toto. Not in Kansas anymore.
I'm. renovating my home dungeon.
Get it now. Okay. So I'm going to set you up with Carol.
Carol. Lynn. Lynn.
Carol. Lynn.
Oh, one of the, like a hyphenated name?
No. Carol.
Carol.
Lynn.
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 Got it.
Carol Lynn Lynn. So, you're going to be meeting with Carol and Lynn.
Okay.
And how does 3 o'clock sound?
Today?
Yes.
Do I need like ID? And
you need, yep, all of your identification and credentials.
That's going to be a problem because I got mugged, so I'm going to need to get all of those reissued.
When do you think you could have them reissued?
Can I borrow your phone?
That would, no, I can't loan that out, unfortunately. But what we can do, if you have a time frame in mind, something that works for you, I can like look on the books.
For 2 months?
2 months. 2 months down the road. Okay, I have, let's see, who could be free? What time works best for you in the day? Do you have a job? You work regular hours, yeah, like 9 to 5, Monday through Friday? You work weekends? You work 2 to 4? What's your schedule like?
Trying to be accommodating. I work every other day.
Every other day? Every other week?
No. Every other day.
Every other day.
So one day on, one day off.
So Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Or you work Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, Saturday.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday.
Every other
day.
I see. Okay. So we'll schedule this.
Yeah, I work at...
makes it tricky.
Well, I work at a store called Every Other Day of the Week is Fine.
Oh.
Yeah. So they do a lot of name based stuff.
Could I set you up for a Wednesday?
Maybe.
Okay. So Wednesday, 4 weeks out from now.
2 months.
Oh yes, that's right. Oh, Wednesday won't work. Friday.
Sure.
Friday I can set you up
with, you know what? I will take the day off.
You're gonna, oh
yeah,
well, if you're gonna take any day off, does that have to be 4 months from now? Because I could set you up in about 12 hours with Billy. He's our Billy. Executive rep.
Will that mean that I can you guys use like some stock ID or something? Do you have somebody who could recommend
that,
me to
that could work. All right, let me see what I can do here.
All right. Okay.
Actually that won't work. Sorry.
Oh, Susan, you're a card.
I am, well, you're missing all your cards, so.
What? Oh, are you saying you want to get in my pocket?
No.
Oh, never mind.
I'm saying, how would you know what a card is?
Never mind, I thought you were trying to pick me up.
Oh, no, no. Well, what's your...
Toto.
My friends call me Toto. I wasn't going to ask.
It's Tao.
I was going to say what your business is.
Oh, you can call me Taco or...
Toto. Okay. Taco. So, how about Friday the 11th? Will that work?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna set you up with Susie. Okay?
I thought we were meeting with Carol.
No.
Lynn.
No, not on Fridays. So, Susie. Oh.
Okay? Susie.
Oh, okay. Just come back on Friday the 11th with Susie.
Gotcha.
All right. Goodbye.
Wait, come back with her?
Come back on that day to meet with her.
Okay. And don't get mugged.
Well,
you guys should really tighten up your security, by the way.
Did it happen in here?
Oh, do you guys have any cameras?
Yeah.
Can I get a look at like the security footage?
Oh,
like
maybe you're gonna need try a warrant to... for that. I'm so sorry.
Do you know where the police station is? How long does it take to get a warrant?
I'll just forward you to Carolyn.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Carolyn?
Nope.
Oh, Carolyn.
No.
Oh. Who am I speaking to? Are you the guy that mugged me?
Goodbye.
Hey, Susan. Susan.
Yes?
What number did you just dial?
I didn't dial any number.
How'd you forward me to them?
I just forward you down the aisle to the other booth.
I was speaking to them?
Yes.
In person?
Yes.
I thought I was on the phone.
No.
Oh my god. I need to get home and take a nap.
All right.
I must have been hit hard by the...
They were right in front of you. Oh man.
I thought it was on a phone.
No.
Oh damn. That was good.
That was funny. Okay. Now what?
Did you want to go back to more awkward encounters?
Oh, maybe, funny. Like ones. Oh, we said ones that we could create. Like an awkward encounter that we could create.
Do you want to do personal awkward encounters?
Like ones we've had in the past?
Yeah.
Most of my awkward encounters have come with those who are most close to me, and I don't want to divulge their identities.
Oh, okay. I have one.
Okay, I have one too. I'll go first. It was my 11th birthday.
Sorry. I was this?
No. What?
I was in this?
No.
No. Forgot we were apart on your 11th birthday. I missed it like a schmuck.
What?
Huh?
You in part? Your part? Your own part? What did you say?
Was I a part of this?
Oh, no. I was just making shit up.
No.
Sorry, everybody. I was a liar for that bit. Now I'll be a sitar. So.
A satyr?
No.
Are those the goat men?
No, a raider.
Oh.
Wait, the goat people?
Yeah.
That's not minotaurs. Okay, so minotaur, centaur.
Minotaur is man bull.
Yeah. Centaur, well, no.
Is a horse man.
Yeah. And
satyr is a goat man.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Hmm. That sounds right. I'm not sure.
That sounds close enough to be right. And then crater.
Is a crayfish.
Yeah, and a man. And then mater.
Like Larry the Lobster from SpongeBob.
Yeah, mater is a...
A mater. And a suitor.
Anything that ends in a tur.
Like butter.
A tater. Is a man potato.
A Vader.
A Vader.
It's a Darth. No, real awkward encounters? Okay.
Do you have one? I can go first if you like.
I have a lot, but I'm not sure which ones I want to throw out there. Like, most of my life is awkward encounters.
Yeah, that's true. Mine's kind of visual, too.
Okay, so I'll go with this one, because I don't know the person. So... Anytime, for whatever reason, there have been several coincidences in my life, and I'm not trying to brag about this because I'm really off put by it. Okay, so I'm going to preface this.
Disclaimer. Warning.
Disclaimer. Warning.
Caution.
I am not proud of this.
Oh, okay.
But, so there have been several times where I have been going to a store frequently. I am a frequenter at the store. I am a patron. And in one way or another, the clerk that I see on a regular basis, because I go there frequently, has done something to weird me out.
Oh, like, no, those.
Like hand me change, right? You hand change with your top hand on the bottom hand, because I make a little bowl, little nestle for you to plant my change.
Cup.
Yes. And they put one hand over it to drop the change, and they follow up with one hand beneath.
Oh.
And then they wink at you.
And they slide?
Yes. And it's just like, didn't think I was going to get groped today.
Yeah.
But I guess that's in the plans.
Yeah, you're truly got manhandled.
Yeah, I've been manhandled.
Or hand-mandled.
Hand-mantled. And I don't like being hand-mantled. I'm not a candlestick.
Yeah, or above a fireplace.
Yeah. So, it's really bad. I don't know. That's an awkward encounter, because I never know how to take it, because I still want to be courteous. I still want to be a customer. Still want to go to that store.
Yeah.
But I really, really hope that I never, ever see that human being again. And if I had the power to, I would probably just, like, make them step in a puddle to ruin their day. I'd be like, puddle right in front of you. I'd cast that spell.
Yeah.
They'd ruin their pants, their favorite pants.
I had a job where somebody showed up for an appointment on the wrong day, and then they were like, "Okay, well, you know, I'll wait around. Maybe I can get in anyway." And they called up. They're elderly, by the way. This will come into play momentarily. They called up their significant other.
Yep.
And they were like, "Hey, Sally." Yeah, like really loud. And they're like,
"You gotta get louder then."
Hey, Sally.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I showed it. You'll never believe it. Yep. Next Wednesday, not this Wednesday. Ah, must have been all that mind blowing sex we've been having. Like shouting it, room full of people.
What are you gonna do?
Wait, accept it.
Just like a credit card.
Yep. Man, I wish that was like something I could shout about.
There's a spider on your mic stand. On the backside, it's hiding from you.
That's awkward.
Yeah. Oh my god, you blew it off. You did. It's miraculous.
I have a breath power.
You do. Like, shit.
Sorry, I'm
the Odyssey. Headed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where he's traveling and then the god of the winds blows a sail and blows him off to an island where he has to defeat the giant.
Hethbrestus.
Hethbrestus. Turns out it gives you cancer if you're exposed to it. Yeah. Man, you know what's horrible to think about?
What's that?
Wood.
Wood?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that, actually.
We were talking about wood?
Yeah. About how it's not straight.
No, well, it is straight, but it's horrible to think that, like, most of everything that we make, that we live in, is made out of living things that we've killed.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what drives me to be a carpenter, you know?
To kill more things. No. Or taxidermist.
No.
Why don't you take up a gentle job like taxidermy?
Well, no, I mean, like, because you kind of, I feel like there's no better way to appreciate it than to, like, turn it into art. I'm a big art person. If you guys don't know, I'm fucking Picasso. All right.
Yeah. Every night.
Hey.
Sorry.
Don't toss my salad for me. I'll do it myself. Okay. Yeah. It's a fruit salad over here. It's got mangoes salad. And pineapples. Have you heard fruit
it's a
salad?
Chutney.
Fruit salads. Oh yeah, chutney. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Man, I love pineapples.
Mm.
Super underrated.
Yeah, but too much of them is just like, I think too much of any fruit I can't go for.
I don't know. I could eat a lot of pineapple.
Yeah.
I love pineapple. Mango is the one that gets me. And, what's the other one? Cantaloupe.
Oh, yeah.
I do not like cantaloupe at all.
No. Well, I like watermelon.
But yeah.
Mom forced, like, 4 bowls of watermelon on me. Or, like, an entire...
I'm not a fan of watermelon. I feel like I don't know what I'm getting out of that relationship.
It's like a lemonade in the sun. You know what I mean? Like, it's that good...
I'd rather have, watermelon-flavored things than watermelon.
Really? I hate watermelon.
Well, no, think like you just said. Think about like a watermelon lemonade. That sounds good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like just watermelon, I feel like I could eat like 3 slices of it and be like, I'm kind of sick of this.
Yeah, that's what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you have a couple of portions and you're like, wow, that was satisfying.
Yeah, like one bite of watermelon, you're like, all right, I'm good. No, take the rest of it. Why is watermelon so big?
Yeah.
Make a mini melon.
Yeah, they have those.
Really?
Yeah, you haven't seen any that are like...
I've seen the small ones that are still soccer ball size.
Yeah.
I mean smaller, like a baseball.
Because it'd be all rind.
Well, no, like an orange. Like, I love an orange. I will have an orange. I would never eat 2 oranges. No, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I would eat 1 banana. I'd never eat a whole bunch.
Yeah, but they're always like forcing more on you.
Probably because you could eat like an infinite amount of watermelon.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could ever, like, stuff yourself on watermelon. That'd be an interesting experience. Not now experiments.
How much watermelon can you eat? Oh, man, that should be a contest.
I thought you were going to say a t-shirt.
Oh. Yeah.
Both. T-shirt contest. T-shirt.
Question t-shirt line.
Can you dig it?
How dark is it?
You wear a yellow shirt and it just says, is this blue?
Oh man, wear a shirt that says ask me about my shirt.
Oh, that's an awkward encounter.
Yeah,
because then they're like, so what's up with your shirt? And you're like, what do you mean?
Yeah, but
you
it's like
you're wearing that shirt that day.
It's like one of those things that people can't like avoid asking you about.
Yeah. Hey, okay, so here's another awkward encounter for you. Dressing, like, do you dress yourself like to look a certain way, or do you just kind of like grab things and then that's how you look?
Yeah,
that's what I do too. And so I'm always shocked, like, when someone's like, what the hell are you wearing? And I'm like, what, these are, oh, and I look down and I realize I'm wearing plaid shorts and like a striped shirt, and I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
Guess this is what I pulled out today from my dresser. Well, what's wrong with it? And they're like, it doesn't match at all. I'm like, what do you mean? This is a shirt.
These are lines.
And these are pants that matches on my body. See, look, 2 leg holes, 2 arm holes, and a neck hole. It matched up.
Yeah.
The outfit matched my body.
I think I'm a very cautious dresser.
Yeah.
Like, I get, like...
all the yellow tape.
Oh, yeah.
Caution lines.
Yeah. And, like, crime scene.
Yep.
I have my crime scene shirt. I love wearing that.
Yellow cones. Or orange cones, sorry.
Pylons. Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of those big ones in my pants. But on the side.
I dress usually like neutral tones, like grays and browns, beige.
Yeah, that way you can just grab whatever you want.
Yeah, but apparently that doesn't count as fashion.
It doesn't?
Amanda tells me Mrs. Claus tells me all the time that my clothes are wrong because I'll be like, "Oh, look at these. I have these like khaki cargo shorts, right? So they're beige. That's what khaki is. If you don't know what khaki is, you got to get a lackey to tell you about khaki, and they'll tell you it's beige. And you'll behave yourself because you'll always be wearing the khaki. So wear the khaki cargo shorts. What goes with khaki? Like, I don't know. I got this military green kind of t-shirt.
I got
that on. You know, those are earth tones, you know? Like, and it's a military, too, because military wears beige and green.
Yeah.
And that's and what I do.
Support.
Yeah. And then people are like, what the fuck are you wearing? I'm like, what? What am I supposed to wear with military green? More military green?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I don't know. I see them wear it all the time in Afghanistan. I don't know. They take the pictures, wherever they are, the army, they're always wearing khaki and army green.
Yeah.
I thought it was part of the crowd.
Yeah, like I saw this guy with like a white front and like orange stripes and a blue bandana. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a cool look, but people kept calling me Tony.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever like today I wore these pants, which are like dark charcoal, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, and I'll wear this purple shirt. I'm like, that's okay. And Amanda's like, that looks horrible, but I wore it anyway. I mean, Mrs. Claus. I'm fucking up.
But I Mrs. Claus'd it anyway.
So I Mrs. Claus'd it.
Yeah.
So I got a purple shirt and some charcoal pants. And then I'm like, this looks great. You know, there's some contrast and color value.
Yeah.
The tone is the same. Like the vibrancy is equal. And then I threw on my jacket. And I realized my jacket was the same color as my pants.
Oh, I hate
and
that.
And there was a problem.
Yeah.
But it was too late to do something because I was already in the car. I had to exist as a monochromatic individual. Oh,
you know what that reminds me? We actually have a sponsor for this episode.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was... you know, mailed in late.
Yeah.
A little heavy. The postage didn't match up.
Yeah, I'm glad it was heavy. That was good sponsorship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
all those coins.
Frozen coins.
Yep. It's cold outside. So our sponsor this week was Dress to Distress.
Yes.
Yeah. And they are an attire shop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
like
a
market that sells apparel.
Apparel, and they have hand-selecting stylists.
And you'll never tire of their attire.
Yes. And these stylists will dress you in things that will stress people out.
Yeah, like rubber bands. And and bobby pins that kind of gyrate in obscure motions. But they'll dress you good.
And they'll make you the talk of the town. Let's just say that. So, Dress to Distress, thank you for your sponsorship, and I look forward to wearing your rubber band clothing soon.
Especially the tattered ones that are all, you know, stretched out.